took a while for me to settle myself, was I running or not running, and I made up my mind there. I'd give it a go, because I'm always interested in politics, always have been, and so I said no. I got the family behind me, and so I said I'd give it a try.
You were, and this was discussed earlier with Doreen, but you were the chair of the local Fine Gael Cumann in Letterkenny, and you weren't happy with some of the decisions that were being made in Party HQ and effectively, in your view, imposed on the local organisation.
Quite correct, Donal. I think I've highlighted that in previous conversations with different people. It's not the local comment here in Letterkenny. It was, they weren't just actually listening to us any longer. And I thought, you know, how long are we going to keep going like this until something happens? I told my colleagues in Fine Gael locally that I've made my mind up to leave. And they were asked me to stay on, but I said no. I feel that I'm getting nowhere. If I'm the chairperson of the Michael Collins Dr. McGinley branch, and Dublin are not even listening to me. So I decided I had enough. I was going to walk away from politics, and I decided to talk to the family, I'd go myself.
And we have heard stories of some very senior Fine Gael personnel in this county hearing about Nicky Bradley's nomination to the Shannon from radio stations. In one case, a serving party councillor getting a phone call from a newspaper for a comment, and that was the first that person heard of it.
Yeah, that tells you everything. There's not much to say after that.
Is this it for you now? Is there a way back for you to Fine Gael? Because you've been very involved with the Fine Gael organisation, particularly you've been a friend and ally of Jimmy Kavanagh and been very involved in Jimmy's political campaign. He remains on, obviously, as a Fine Gael member of Donegal County Council. Do you see a way back for yourself to work with Jimmy Kavanagh again into the future, or is this break irreversible?
I don't know. Jimmy's a personal friend of mine. I don't know. I would have to think. I actually can't answer that honestly. I don't know.
In terms of your own vote, Frank, I mean, just over 330 votes. From your own point of view, you would have hoped to have done better, but to what extent was this hopeful of election, and to what extent was this a statement from Frank O'Donnell to the Fine Gael party?
It was a statement. I thought I'd get a bigger statement, quite honestly, Donald, but it was a statement. And I've no regrets, put myself forward, but I would hope to have a bigger statement to say he's going to have to listen to the grassroots here in the county. It is what it is. I've no regrets running. I want to congratulate my family for getting behind me and the team behind me. And yourselves, Noel, I think you've done a great job, to be honest. It's very interesting, Greg here and yourself and the team here. It's amazing how many people are commenting on how good you are in the Hyde Radio with us. You're experts at it.
I recall you ran for the old Urban District Council several years ago. I think it must have been the guts of 20 years ago you ran it for that. You've now run for a general. Are we going to see Frank O'Donnell's name on a ballot paper again?
I'd say you all, Donal. I will. It was 94 around. I remember you interviewing me, quite honest. So I was 94, and I wouldn't rule that out now, to be quite honest with you, because I'm so engrossed in politics. I would say I will.